Ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, a lot of Tom Savage talk. Worked in some other football talk, a little college football talk as well. We'll do more of that. And we are at Saltgrass in Pearland, 61 locations. And this
61?
Christmas, 61 locations.
That's
and guess,
a lot.
And growing. 61 and growing. So there's more to come. But start a new tradition this Christmas at Saltgrass. Most locations are going to be open from 11 to 4 on Christmas. And the menu will feature certified Angus beef steaks, seafood, chicken entrees. So if you've got family in, you don't want to cook, come here, just make your reservations today. We're at the one in Pearland.
Aren't you 61 and growing?
No, I'm 52 and growing.
52.
I did tick on another one this week.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I've survived yet another year.
You don't look much different.
Well,
when you're in your late 40s, every time you'd come in after your birthday, I could tell that you were older. Today, you don't look any older. You got a haircut this weekend, I can see.
Yes.
You actually look better than you did last I saw you, so that's good news.
Well, that's very strange to hear, since usually anything you're referring to me is has hideous troll in the
you
phrase.
Just I mean, you listen, you're no prize,
okay.
Still, but
okay,
I mean,
that's fine. I feel better.
You just look better than you did on Friday.
Well, I actually had a pretty tame weekend.
Thursday.
Yeah,
I didn't
Thursday.
See you on
yeah,
Friday.
You weren't here on Friday.
How'd that go?
It went well. Barry did
okay.
A good job. Yeah,
you
know, he plays well with our game.
That's
so
good.
He did a real good job. He's always fun to work with. So let's go through the other NFL games. So we'll start with the Cowboys, who went 12-2. And the best thing about this is it's eliminated all the hot fake take guys talking Romo and Prescott.
Yeah.
You guys have to shut up now. But good game by Prescott. What, 32-36? Is that pretty good?
Yep. And, that's solid.
Zeke Elliott with another big game. And Dallas just keeps rolling along, but they did not cover.
I think no, they did not. Thank goodness. That was a good showing by Dak. Good job by Zeke Elliott. But the difference in that game to me was the Dallas defense. And the defensive front was on Jameis Winston all day. And the secondary made big plays. Jameis Winston was not careful with the ball again. And Dallas took advantage of it. Three interceptions for Jameis. And that's the story of the game.
Talked about this one a little bit in the first hour. But the Titans go in and beat the Chiefs. 19-17, 53-yard field goal into the win.
Yeah, they were dominated for three and a half quarters.
Yeah.
And they got in the right position at the end of the game and made a big kick that I didn't think they were going to make and won the game and basically kept their season alive. I mean, as big as yesterday was for the Texans, it was that for the Titans as well. And the Titans were actually playing a good football team.
Yeah, and I like what the Titans did. They went for two to try to win it at first, and then they still had enough time to come back and have a field goal try. That's a big win. That's a very good football team they beat. And that hurts the Chiefs because they went from possible two seed to wild card now because
the Raiders
are
win again.
In the playoffs for the first time since 2003.
Okay. Am I crazy to think Derek Carr's an MVP candidate? I know I like the guy more than most people do. Am I crazy to think that Derek Carr is a legitimate MVP candidate?
Crazy, no. I think there's other guys I would vote for over him, but I think he belongs in the conversation.
I mean, that's you could tell the difference in that team is their quarterback play. I mean, this team's been a mess at quarterback, and he's got great presence. He's legit.
He's got terrific receivers too, and their scheme is perfect for him. They know how to use him. kind of things you wish Bill O'Brien would take notes on.
It'd be nice.
Patriots go in and beat the Broncos 16-3, and don't look now, but the Broncos are in danger of missing the playoffs.
Broncos are in danger. The Broncos are fighting in the locker room after the game. Gary Kubiak's having to break up fights between offensive linemen and cornerbacks. I'd pay so much money to see that. To see like Russell Okung and Aqib Talib about to throw down, and Gary Kubiak jumping between them and catching fists. And I mean, how great is that? But the Broncos are melting, man, and they're not getting enough. They're not getting enough offensive production. And it's been a long time since you've said this, but this Gary Kubiak coached football team can't run to save their lives. They're not good enough at quarterback to fade a team that can't run the ball. And the defense is tired, and you're starting to see every week they look less and less like a playoff team, like a playoff-worthy team, and at this point, I don't know that they make it.
The one of the bad teams that hasn't quit, the Bears.
They still fight you, man.
They fight right to the end. The Packers wound up winning it 30-27, and Matt Barkley has played really well for them. If he had any receivers that could hold on to the ball, my goodness, they'd win some games.
I got to tell you, Matt Barkley and Cody Kessler, granted, they're not good, but on that pile of disappointing USC quarterbacks, both those guys showed me a little something this season. And people have asked me about both of them, would you rather have him or Brock Osweiler? I'd rather have both those guys than Brock Osweiler. But, yeah, Matt Barkley looked good again yesterday, and that's a tough place to play. I mean, that's a tough game to play.
Minus 4 degrees.
Nobody wants to be there. And, he found Jeffrey for a touchdown, even though he hadn't seen him yet. That was a decent performance, but the Packers are just a better football team than them, and the Packers are also on a mission. They're still trying to fight for that playoff spot, and luckily for them, you know, the Vikings have melted all the way out of the way. The Eagles have melted all the way out of the way. They're getting close now.
Yeah, they're right on the cusp, and if there's a chance they win out, and if they do, they're in. Bills over the Browns, 33-13.
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
The Browns are horrible.
Steelers beat the Bengals 24-20. Bengals had them down early, and the Steelers fought back. They've won five in a row now, and Chris Boswell, 6 field goals.
Is this next week or this weekend that we get Ravens-Steelers?
Yeah, it's this weekend.
Oh, it's so great. But both those teams are playing so much better than they were early in the season. This is what you want. I mean, games like this that really matter late in the season. And not like, I guess the Titans and Texans is going to be that next week or 2 weeks from now in a lesser sense, but the Ravens and Steelers both just playing so great right now, and the reality, maybe they can both make the playoffs with the Broncos falling out the way they have.
Well, but the Dolphins are still a factor in that, and frankly, if both Tennessee and Houston win, and it could work out where Tennessee's in that wild card mixture too, because they've got head to heads over the Dolphins and the Broncos, so it might actually. It's a lot more convoluted if a couple of these teams lose.
I know yesterday if the Bucs would have won, it would have eliminated 3 teams in the NFC wild card race.
Yeah.
Like, it knocked 3 teams out of the playoffs. I'm kind of excited about that, like starting to see less and less teams in the race, the situation become a little less muddied.
Ravens over the Eagles 27-26. Eagles actually played a pretty good game here. I don't know what the hell the Ravens were thinking when they're up 10 and they're throwing the ball in those conditions, and Flacco throws a pick. The Eagles immediately get back in the game, go for 2 to try to win it, which I didn't mind either. Didn't work out, but that's one where you just got to run the ball, kick the field goal, and the game's over.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. That was an odd coaching choice, but the Ravens also realized that their defense is not what it was, and we talked about this last week. With no Jimmy Smith, they go from being one of the best defenses in the league to one of the worst. And they want to keep that defense off the field. They want to keep drives moving, and maybe they thought that was their best way to do it. But either way, I think they get lucky in the end to win that game because the Eagles – and I like that call by the Eagles, too, to go for 2.
Yeah, I did, too.
The Eagles had nothing to play for. You know, they're not going to the playoffs. You know, if they're 6-8 today, they're not making the playoffs in the NFC anyway. If they try to play spoiler, it doesn't work out. I don't blame them for trying, though.
Giants 17, Lions 6. This is one that I was going to hammer the over until I saw the weather and then back the hell off of it, and I'm glad I did. But don't look now. The Giants have crept their way to 10-4.
And 10-4 solid.
Yeah.
And both these teams are pretty solid. I mean, the conditions, like you said, sort of made the game, and the Lions have gotten by all season long on their offense and weren't able to really get it going with that weather. But I'm not counting the Lions out yet. And
I wonder about Stafford's injury, though. That's
big. I mean, that's another guy. You talk about legitimate MVP candidates. Matt Stafford's on that he's in that conversation this year.
Here's one that we probably don't need to worry too much about. Falcons 41, 49ers 13. I think you can just bet against the 49ers and Browns every game the rest of the way.
That's probably safe. And the Falcons are on their they're on like the Tom Brady FU tour right now. They're just going around running up the score on bad football teams and get good on them. Get some confidence built up going into the playoffs. And to do that without Julio Jones, I think, is big for them too.
Saints beat the Cardinals 48-41 in a game that was a lot more entertaining than I thought it would be.
Yeah, but, I mean, both these teams are dead. Yeah. I mean, that's official for the Cardinals now. I don't know if the Saints are officially eliminated, but they've got to be pretty close at this point.
I think they technically still have a chance, but it's not.
It's not the game I expected, but, you know, it's over.
Colts beat the Vikings 31-6. This one was over when it was 24-0 because the Vikings did no way in hell they were coming back.
No. And the great return of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, 22 yards.
Yeah, maybe not. But I know a lot of people who played him in their fantasy leagues are probably feeling pretty disappointed about it.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, though, it makes that game even more, last week, even more inexplicable. And like you said, maybe you've just got to credit the Texans for what they did.
I think you have to, because the Colts have been playing very, very well during this entire stretch. That game, the Texans' defense made it tough on them. And that's, yeah, I think you got to chalk that up to being a good win. Dolphins over the Jets Saturday night, 34-13. And I hammered the Dolphins in this one because, you know what? I don't think they're any worse off at quarterback with Ryan Tannehill out.
Matt Moore actually looked pretty decent, huh?
Yeah.
The Jets are a total mess. They've got Bilal Powell running for them nicely, but besides that, they really aren't much. I think Brandon Marshall made a bet for a car. It was a Lamborghini or something like that with Antonio Brown over who had more receiving yards this year.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say Brandon Marshall is going to lose out on that bet because he's done nothing. And it's not his fault. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick's been a total dog. But Bryce Petty, I mean, he held it in there as long as he could, but he's still Bryce Petty.
Yeah.
You know, the Jets are just bad, and the Dolphins are better than we thought. And the Jets' defensive front did a pretty good job holding Jay Ajayi at bay, and it didn't matter.
All right, there you go. Those are...
That's it?
That's it. We hit them all. And I need to tell you about Terry's Razors. That's what I need to do. And, guys, it's officially crunch time here. This is the last minute. And if you could still get a really nice gift set for somebody and really make it look like you thought this thing out, even though we're down to the end here. And I'll tell you what, these Harry's razors are fantastic. The quality of them is great. That's the reason I look so good, AJ. I'm clean shaven every day.
That must be it.
Because I enjoy shaving with Harry's razors. I don't get cuts. I can't tell you the last time I had a gut cut shaving. Certainly hasn't been since I did it with Harry's. This holiday, they've got ready-to-gift shave sets of all different price points, starting as low as just $15. They all come with a razor handle, your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, a travel cover, and their Winston set, they still have some of those available, has an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. So this is your way to get a great gift for somebody at the last minute. And guess what? Just for the Blitzers, $5 off your order when you enter code BLITZ at checkout. It's officially last minute. Order by Wednesday to get your gift in time for Christmas. Go to harrys.com right now to get the Truman set or the Winston set while supplies last. And don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
This is a Renters Warehouse.com Roadshow, live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sawgrass in Pearland. Quentin Dimps will be here at 6 o'clock if you want to meet the man who ended the game with his interception yesterday. But A.J. was good enough to secure another big-time guest.
Yeah, guy had a pretty good weekend out there in Sacramento, California. The UFC's Alex Morano, UFC welterweight, joins us on the phone. Alex, how's it going, man?
Man, really good. That fight was a lot of fun, man. I'm glad to have some time off. I can't wait for the next one.
I know you are excited because this is a guy who, for whatever reason, you are a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You seem to have no interest in fighting on the ground when you get inside the cage. And you knew this was a guy who also had no interest in being on the ground. Is that the kind of fights you crave, the kind that you know it's you versus him and you're going to bang each other until one of you falls down?
Yeah, you know, those fights are always a lot of fun. And I have a pretty easy, like, two-rule system to MMA. Rule one, don't get hit. Rule two, hit the guy. And I'm pretty good at not taking damage in most of my fights. And so, yeah, if I can counterpunch and land big shots, man, I'll do that 100% of the time. And this guy was no wrestler, no grappler, so I knew it would stay fit the whole time.
What kind of adjustments did you make after the first round? The first round wasn't exactly perfect for you. I think I had you losing that round. Most judges had you losing that round, obviously. What did you see after that first round? What did you hear from your corner, and what adjustments did you make?
Yeah, so we had noticed he didn't move that much, and I do move a lot. And, man, he did a really good job of staying just out of punch range and in kick range. And that was a little harder to figure out than I thought. I thought I'd be able to outstrike him with some kicks. That's what we had planned on. But he had that distancing down a little bit better than I did. So I just knew I had to kind of get in his face more. And that was really apparent in the second round. And then that was, like, totally the game plan in the third round.
Were you surprised at all the second, the third round, the amount of damage he was able to take and still be standing there at the end?
Yeah, I hit him with the hardest punches I could have possibly hit him with. Man, I still don't know how he was able to stand. And he was super tough in the third round. His nose was broken too, and I just accepted I'd have to keep hitting him until the end of the bell. And that was just, yeah, it was a cool one, man. He was super tough. Like, I'm usually bummed I don't get a finish, but I tried my hardest. I couldn't have done much more.
Yeah, this is two fights now in the UFC for you, and I know how important finishing fights is to you. Two decisions. I mean, what can you do to work on that? And obviously 2-0 is nice, but what do you do to get in there and make sure you finish next time?
Man, MMA is chaos, and it's almost impossible to predict and control. You know, finishes will happen. I'm definitely going for the finish as hard as I can. You know, it's just a matter of you know, some things really falling into place, and I'm getting better at it, and it will happen for sure. But as long as I keep fighting as hard as I do, I know for a fact it'll happen.
So when you took your first fight with the UFC, when you took the fight against Kyle Noak, you took it knowing that you had a torn ACL. Mm-hmm. You win that fight anyway, and then you have surgery on your knee after the fight. This was your first fight back since then. How did the knee hold up? What's it feel like today? And do you feel like you've got any issues with it right now?
No, man. I am super grateful and surprised and just very relieved at how all of that went. My doctor, David Abbas, he's one of my jiu-jitsu students now. He checks out all the guys at our gym. He's amazing. He put my knee back together. I was able to return within 9 months, and it was a full ACL and meniscus repair, and, like, there was a microfracture repair. They did such a good job. It's so much better than it was before, and it feels 100% even today.
Obviously, you're hoping to get on that UFC Houston card. How legit of a possibility do you think that is?
You know, last time I checked, I only had 8 fights, and honestly, I'm a huge UFC fan, and that's not the best fight card, so I think putting a local guy on there is definitely something I need to do. And there's a lot of guys I'd like to fight. You know, Mickey Gall just fought in one, and I have a lot of respect for that guy. He's a super, super smart kid, and I think that'd be a cool fight if he's down to take it, but for really anybody. But if I'm really making a kind of a rally to get on that card.
What did you think of that fight? The other Houston guy, Sage Northcutt, was on that card against Mickey Gall. What did you think of the outcome of that?
Man, Sage is such a nice kid. Man, he's super cool. I think he needs to get a little more gritty in training, and I told them they're more than welcome to come, you know, battle it out with us. But you know, Mickey did a good job. He's co-main event, it being only his fourth fight, which has never been done before, and very impressive. And you know, he performed well, and I admired that. I admired his tactics to get the fight, and I think that'd be a good fight.
You know, how big of a difference does it make? You look at the guys that Sage fought before he got to the UFC, and he never really was tested outside the UFC when he was coming up. Compare that to what you did before you got to the UFC. How important is it to get into those wars before you get in there with the best guys in the world?
Oh, man, experience is everything. If you've never been tested in a fight, it will show. And I definitely think experience getting to the UFC, like having to have at least 10 pro fights, is necessary. And then definitely grinding it out in training. Training has to be harder than fights. So I think that's super important.
I think that is a 7 or 8 straight wins for you now.
I'm on a 7-fight MMA win streak with some jiu-jitsu and kickboxing victories sporadically mixed in as well.
Unbelievable. Congratulations, man. Looking forward to seeing you in the next one. I hope it gets to be here in Houston. That'd be awesome for the Super Bowl card. Congratulations again, and I'll see you later this week.
Cool, yeah. Thank you so much, man.
All right. That's Alex Morano. Victorious again. That's a tough kid.
Yeah. Well, that would be cool to get him on that Houston card, because I kind of agree with him, man. It's not that sexy.
Oh, no, they're not. I thought they were going to put together like a mega card for the Super Bowl weekend, but they're not putting a lot into that one.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. That's the way to do it. You can also hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on Twitter. And you know what we'll do when we come back here next segment is maybe look at the way the playoffs are shaking up, because I think there's still a lot of teams that are technically alive, but I think realistically we're down to about 8 teams,
yeah,
in each conference that have a realistic chance. Maybe one more than that, but it's going to play out here. The one good thing about all these division games here at the end is we are getting Ravens Steelers. We are going to get Texans Titans when it actually means something. So Packers Lions is another one that's coming up. So it's
division deciding games.
Yeah, and I think a lot of teams that are on the outside looking in right now are going to have a chance to make a move, Packers being one of them, are going to have a chance to win their way in. And it's going to make for an interesting end of the season here. And I don't think it's, you know, obviously if you're in one of the places that has no chance, it sucks. But you know, even the Colts, if they can go in and beat the Raiders, which it wouldn't shock me the way they, except for how they played against the Texans, they're still not completely dead. They're in
life support.
They're circling the drain pretty badly because they've got the head to head with the Texans and there's a game behind. But
yeah,
it wouldn't shock me if the Texans.
They need
lost
a lot of things to happen, but it could.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And what was that, John? Oh.
John, Deep South Barrels. I got to tell you, listen, first of all, it's too late to order a Deep South Barrel for Christmas. You can't get one now. I gave you guys the deadline a couple weeks ago. You missed it. You were jacking around and you missed it. But that's all right. You can always get a gift card to get somebody their own custom personal size barrel to age their spirits in. And how many of you are saying for New Year's resolution, you want to drink better booze and wake up with fewer hangovers? It's time you introduce yourselves to these Deep South Barrels. Don't worry about spending more money to buy better liquor with fewer impurities. Turn your well liquor into top shelf and turn the top shelf liquor into just immaculate booze. Go to deepsouthbarrels.com. Use my promo code Hoffman when you order. You'll get 10% off your entire order and be on your way to a successful start to the new year. Age your spirits to perfection with Deep South Barrels. These are local people right down here in Pearland, in fact. These are good people. You want to do business with those kind of people. And they know, if you're a drinking man, they know your needs. And they've got you covered on them. That's Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com. And remember to use that promo code Hoffman to save 10% on your entire order.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Saltgrass in Pearland, where Quentin Demps will be joining us at 6 o'clock for the Q Demps Show. Had the game-ending interception for the Texans yesterday, so your chance to meet one of the stars of the day.
Yeah.
Had a good game, too.
He did have a very good game.
He was all over the place, man. So that whole defense played well.
He's one of the few guys in the first half who, like, at halftime, you weren't feeling good about that thing, but he was one of the few guys who was giving you some hope.
Yeah, and I had a feeling at some point that Bortles was going to Bortles and they were going to get a pick six or something and get right back in the game. And to their credit, they really tightened up once they got the lead and tried not to screw up, and it actually worked right in the end when he had to throw the ball.
And honestly, I was worried at the end because the injury timeout basically gave the Jaguars an extra 20, 25 seconds that they shouldn't have had. And it's like, oh, man, these are the kind of things that can really cost you. You know, you can't get a guy off the field in time, and – you know, if that's the case, I mean, that can really – 25 seconds in games like that can be a lifetime. That's four plays probably. But it ends up not hurting them because the first one, Bortles, like you were saying.
Yeah. And I just kept waiting for that to happen, and it just happened to be at the very end. All right, promise to look at the playoff picture. The AFC, the Patriots have locked down the AFC East. And
a first-round bye.
And a first-round bye that can wrap up home field next week. 12-2, so they're going to be one seed. The Raiders have slipped back into the two spot because the Chiefs lost, and at 11-3, and they've still got a couple of tough tests left. So that's either going to wind up being Oakland or Kansas City, but it's advantage Oakland right now after that win. Steelers are still in the three spot, but again, that's one that will be decided when the Steelers play the Ravens.
Basically, winner of that game is in, right?
Basically, although.
Because the Ravens beat them once already.
Yeah, so the Ravens would have the head-to-head, but there's also, if the Ravens were to lose Week 17 and the Steelers would win, because the Steelers have a game on them. But it's pretty much, because I don't think they're going to lose. Texans would be the 4 seed right now at 8-6, 5-0 in the division. And realistically,
Ravens play the Bengals in Week 17,
yeah,
by the way.
Which, you know, right now I think the Bengals are pretty much Dunsky. But the Texans, if the Jaguars somehow upset the Titans, which I don't see happening, the Texans could clinch the division against the Bengals. And if the Titans win, then it really doesn't matter what they do against the Bengals. The only game that's going to matter will be the final game in Tennessee.
I kind of hope it gets down to that.
I do, too. I'd like to see that.
I'm all about that winner-take-all. And then you'll see who really wants it, you know?
Yeah, and then we can rip them when they choke.
Yeah.
Kansas City would be the 5 seed right now. They're safely in, I think. They beat Denver on Christmas, and they're in for sure.
And that's the team that the Texans would see. You know, more than likely, I guess.
More than likely. The Dolphins are only a game behind them, and they're sitting in the 6th spot right now at 9-5. So,
Dolphins are in a weird spot, too, because – I mean, if the Raiders keep winning, the Patriots will still have something to play for.
Right.
But if the Raiders lose one, then suddenly the Patriots they'll have home field advantage throughout. But the Dolphins are kind of hoping that the Patriots are all locked up by Week 17 because they've got the Patriots Week 17. They're at Buffalo this week, so they've got no more free squares. Not that Buffalo's good, but that's a tough road trip for them, especially given what the weather's been around the country.
Well, and it's slimmest of slim, but the Bills are still not officially eliminated, which at 7-7, and they could finish out 9-7. And I mean, the only way they get in is like a bunch of teams tied there.
Right.
But realistically, they still have something to play for, technically. But
like their coach's job, for one.
Definitely, if they want to do that. But and Colts are still 7-7 again, though, almost hopeless. That's really it. Actually, you don't have to go any further if you want to be honest. Between
if you're under 500 now, we shouldn't even be talking about you.
Dolphins, Broncos, Ravens, Titans or Texans, that's pretty much what your field's going to be in the AFC. In the NFC, the Cowboys are atop the field there, and as they have been all season. 12-2, one more win, they'll get the division and home field. Seahawks are in the 2 spot at 9-4-1, just ahead of the Falcons at 9-5.
Falcons look pretty good lately, too.
Yeah, they have. And now they haven't been playing anybody. They've had a pretty easy schedule in this stretch. But they're taking care of business. They're not messing around with these teams. So they move ahead of the Lions, who lost and would be number 4 now. Giants at 10-4, would be your fifth wild card. That's not going to be an easy out for anybody.
No. And they're at this point, they're a lock to make the playoffs pretty much. I mean, it would take multiple disasters for them not to make it. I think the Giants are – you can lock them into a playoff spot. They're not official yet, but I think –
But realistically.
Realistically, they're in. They've got – they're at Philly and at Washington for their last two, so division rivals, crazy stuff could happen. But then you'd need – other teams to win out as well. Tampa would have to win out. Green Bay would have to win out. I think the Giants are probably safe.
Redskins would be the sixth seed right now at 7-5-1 as the second wild card. But that second wild card is still pretty wide open. Because
aren't the Packers ahead of the Redskins?
Packers would be ahead of the
Tampa's
Redskins.
Tampa's ahead of the Redskins, too.
Yeah.
But if the Redskins win tonight, then they would be in.
If they win tonight, they'd be ahead of them because of the – so I was giving them a win.
Okay.
But I probably shouldn't do that because we know how this works.
Yeah.
But if the assuming they win, they're 8-5-1. The other two teams are 8-6. So that tie would give them a little bit of an advantage.
Remarkably,
but those other teams are still in it. It's Redskins, Bucks, Packers. Those are the ones that are still kind of fighting for that.
New Orleans and Carolina still have the slimmest of hopes, although they're in much of them.
Yeah. 6-8. That's
Philly, Chicago, Arizona, L.A., and San Francisco all eliminated in the NFC.
Well, we eliminated the 49ers in week 2.
You could have.
And we almost eliminated in week 1, except they won.
They won, yeah. They got off to that roaring start. 1-13, not bad, huh?
Yeah. And they've. I guess RJ tweeted out a stat. The combined record against the spread this year for the 49ers and Browns. Is there something like I want to say they've got 4 wins between them against the spread and 1 push.
That's why I learned several weeks ago, don't even think about it. Even when the number looks so enticing and you think, oh, they're professional football players. Remember, they're not. They're the 49ers and the Browns. They're not professional football players.
Yeah, and I remember on a lot of these I always say, well, there's not a big enough number that would get me to bet on this team, but it's too big for me to go the other way. Not anymore. If it's 14 against the 49ers, I'll take it. I'll give the points.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry about it.
I almost hit the Falcons minus 13.5.
I almost did, too.
I said, I can't go. I can't start making a habit of things like this. Well, I should have. I would have had a free meal here at Saltgrass.
Oh, well. By the way, the food here is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
And you guys,
what'd you go with? You were done by the time I got here.
Yeah.
You're a plow.
I always get here early because – You never know. I mean, I always like to make sure everything's set up. We don't have any problems. But I had the barbecue shrimp.
Ooh.
Went for something
a
little different.
Spicing it up a little. How was that?
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Highly recommend.
I had the prime rib.
Isn't that what you usually get?
No, I usually get the bone-in This was different. Had the au jus sauce. It was very nice.
How was it?
Very well marbled. It was very delicious. Very tasty.
So we point out Giants can take the division with 2 Cowboys L's and 2 Giants wins. Cowboys aren't losing 2 games.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, technically it's possible, but realistically it's not. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. If I had to bet on it, I would say the Giants and the Packers are your other. The Lions could still get knocked out of this.
Yeah, what do the Lions have left?
That's a good question.
I mean, I know they have the Packers.
They have the Packers, which that's going to be a big one for them because if they win that, they'll win the division. But lose that.
Oh, they're at Dallas and then home to the Packers. Yeah, they could fall out of it.
Yeah, that could be a 9-7 finish.
That'd be a damn shame.
Yeah, they've had a good year. You'd hate to see that. And they were the 2 seed before the game this week.
They had won 5 in a row, and they had won 8 of 9. You know what, though? They lost to the Texans. That's what you get. You can't lose to the Texans.
And if you're the Texans,
you want to be a playoff team, you better not lose to the Texans. Mark my words.
If you're the Texans, you're going to go back and look at that Chargers game, and that's going to be the one you're going.
You should have had that one.
Mario says Memphis is now +7. Am I missing something?
I don't get it.
I think you're missing the same thing I am because I'm all over Memphis.
Yeah, I like Memphis a lot in that game, too.
I'm money lining them. That's how good I feel about it. I think they're going to win the game. So. Could be wrong. Been wrong many times before, but I'll be baffled if they don't go out there and put up a good effort. I don't think it's going to be Tulsa Central Michigan mismatch. But.
Lamont says, who would the Chiefs want to see on the road, the Texans or the Titans? I mean, they lost to both those teams.
Yeah. I still think historically they've got a better record against the Texans, don't they? Titans beat them last year when the Titans weren't good. I think they beat them last year or the year before. They beat them in Kansas City.
I'd feel better about – if I were the Chiefs, I'd want to play the Texans.
Yeah.
This is a team that's kind of stumbling in. If they do make the playoffs, the Titans are a hot football team. So
yeah.
I think that you'd much rather see the team that's
– although you just dominated them and – lost the game to them, so you still feel pretty good about.
Yeah, the Chiefs are better than both those teams.
They're going to feel good about either one of them, but yeah, I think you'd rather have the Texans. All right, guys. Well, just talking about that Memphis game. You want to know where to get the action in? You go to mybookie.lv. Great thing about them, you win, you get paid. You don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash like on a lot of these other websites. There's nothing more frustrating than that. That's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie. It's an industry-leading website. Real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And just like we told you, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And if you like horse racing, they have a full race book with full track odds and everything. So I like to sit there all day and just play football and play the ponies. If you haven't signed up yet, MyBookie's going to match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today. Or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Time to ditch your bookie. Check out MyBookie, MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz live here at Saltgrass in Pearland. One more segment before the Q Demp show. So come on out and get a chance to meet one of the heroes of yesterday's victory. Also want to tell you to come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You're going to get $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. This is going to be badass. It's a chance for you to go ahead and get some tickets as gifts here this week. And get on out there, man. We're going to have a good time. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, I have some options here. I'm trying to keep a Christmas theme.
Okay.
For this week. So we go to Lakeland, Florida. I'll save my Christmas snake for tomorrow. Two Florida men are spending the holidays in jail thanks to neighbors who spotted them taking Christmas gifts from a nearby home.
Oh, man.
And so they're in there stealing Christmas gifts. Another homeowner sees them and begins chasing them with a metal pipe.
Oh, boy.
I guess you grab...
It's a serious neighborhood watch program.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's Florida, so you got to figure that whatever they do, it's going to be different. But the resident heard a loud noise, called another neighbor, who looked outside and saw the men taking the gifts. The neighbor yelled. They fled in the car, and they tracked them down. They ran out of the car and ran into a home, but the homeowner chased them out with a metal pipe. Authorities arrested 18-year-old James Davis and 21-year-old Antonio Thomas. They both faced multiple charges and remained in the Polk County Jail.
Quit stealing Christmas presents.
Yeah, this is a wrong...
It's a bad look.
This is not the right time of year to be stealing Christmas. Well, if you're going
to steal, it's the only time of year to steal Christmas presents, but don't do it.
Yeah, that's a scumbag move.
There's never a good time to steal Christmas presents, but especially around Christmas time. Who's doing that? Come on.
What about the day after? So that'd be pretty bad too, because people just got them. They're
more acceptable than before, though. I mean, because at least then you can say it was the thought that counted, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get that. You might be stealing some kid's joy. Who needs that?
Well, he might ruin his life.
Yeah.
In fact, he might be so heartbroken that when he grows up, he becomes a criminal.
That could happen. Who gets chased with pipes.
Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know, texter saying, do you see how much money Zeke has made the Salvation Army today? Yeah, that little bit got a lot of attention. I saw the donations were way up.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And no fine,
yeah. I actually kind of thought that was cool.
Odell Beckham tweeted out, you know there would have been a fine if I would have done that. And he's right.
He is right, yeah, absolutely. But I thought it was kind of cool. That was the big story to come out of out of that game, as it turned out, was that. But good TV ratings for it. And, you know, the ratings were a little better here down the stretch.
Well, once the presidential stuff got out of the way, I kind of figured that would happen.
Yeah.
There's been bad football, but people are still going to watch. It's still football.
Well, some of it is, well, of the bad teams. Yeah, as I said, I'll give the Jaguars credit. They showed up yesterday. I'll give the Bears credit. They showed up.
I mean,
they're not the Jets or the 49ers.
Yeah. The Jags are, I mean, I don't know that the Jags really showed up. The Texans just stunk it up that bad early on.
Yeah, I'm giving them credit.
I mean, did the Jags do anything special in that game?
They stood there and let Brock throw them the ball. That takes some effort. You have to actually catch the ball, which Will Fuller couldn't do. So,
was there an offensive touchdown scored in that game?
The Bortles got the one.
Okay.
Yeah. Lamar Miller had one, too.
Lamar Miller had one, too. Okay.
Yeah, each team had one offensive touchdown.
There you go. That's what people love to see.
Yeah. Hey, they were more entertaining yesterday, mainly because they had to throw every down.
No, mainly because Brock Osweiler was out of the game.
Yeah, I guess that was probably part of it.
He wasn't dancing around back there.
Oh, well. I think I texted somebody after that second interception. I was like, I'm so out on this guy. So I was really glad to see that Bill O'Brien was as well.
I didn't get to talk to you after the Coug game. How did you feel about that?
That was pretty embarrassing, actually. I think what we saw was, well, the first quarter they looked like they were going to run away with the damn thing. But I think every now and then, it's pretty rare, when bad Greg Ward shows up, they don't have a chance. And four interceptions, you look at all of his career losses, which aren't very many, it's games where he threw multiple picks, and they were bad ones.
Cause for concern as far as Major Applewhite goes?
I didn't like the fact that there were no adjustments made, but most of the non-adjustments, yeah, I can attribute to not having the coaching staff. And, most of the staff was gone.
Right.
And then Todd Orlando had told him, oh, I'm going to Texas a couple days before.
They should have already known that.
I'm sure they should have, but... Again, how much?
Oh, they should have known Tom Herman was leaving too, but apparently they didn't.
No, so I'm not really giving them a pass. But
is Todd Orlando now considered a liar and a scumbag?
No.
We're going to let him have a pass.
I let everybody have a pass anyway. What does it matter? But
I thought
it was a pretty bad effort all the way around. And I had Chance Allen what got suspended the night before for being. I'm sure the kids enjoyed Vegas a little too much.
It happens.
And you know what?
It happens to us sometimes.
Yes. And if I were on that team and it was my only time to go to Las Vegas, I guarantee you I would be enjoying it. And that's why you get what you get with bowl games sometimes. Do I think that team's better than them? No.
No.
But they just didn't show up, and it looked like a lot like the SMU game. But I'm not worried about it moving forward. I would like to see. I would have liked to have seen some more adjustments, but you know, you know how bowl games are. You just can't really put any stock into them. So 713-780-ESPN is the number, and we will. What was that? Oh,
I got to tell the people again about Pajamagram, pajamagram.com. Listen, if you're looking for a gift for the lady in your life, Pajamagram's probably got you covered. And they've got a ton of different options. They've got options for you if you're looking for something sexy. They've got the hoodie footy, the world famous hoodie footy option, which all ladies love. It's hard to get her warmed up when she's feeling cold, and the hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to that. You can find all the hoodie footy styles and so much more at pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate hoodie footy. Every hoodie footy has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that gift on Christmas, especially if you go with the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com, and you save $60. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you. When we're side by side, we're going to separate ways. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.